Welcome back to your guide to the 2014 Padres offseason. This is Padres Social Hour, the offseason special from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.
Hey, welcome back with Bill Center. I'm Jesse Agler. Hope everybody is enjoying this offseason. I'm not. I don't like the offseason. I want the regular season to get here. The World Series, it was what it was. We'll leave it at that. Congratulations to the San Francisco Giants on their on their world championship.
But I got to admit, I was pulling for Kansas City.
No, I know you were. You wore your royal blue today.
Right. As much as I love Boch, I just thought, God, how great would this be if Kansas City won?
It was a great story. It really was a fun series. Right. And a guy that was there for all seven games is Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports. Earlier had the opportunity to sit down and chat with Kenny, not just about the postseason, but also about the Padre new front office and free agency. All right, Ken Rosenthal, as you know, is on Twitter at Ken_Rosenthal. He wrote some really interesting stuff about the A's on FoxSports.com last week. Make sure you check that out. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. And make sure you watch him on Fox all the time, including during the World Series. Ken, how much fun were those seven games for you between the Giants and the Royals?
Jesse, a lot of fun. And obviously with the World Series, you always root for seven games. You always root for maximum drama. And we got it. So while each game might not have been that competitive as a whole, the series was really competitive. And that last game with Alex Gordon ended up on third base, that was pretty dramatic.
Yeah, it was almost one of the most insane moments in baseball history. It might still have been with the way it all worked out. Let's talk a little Padres here. New general manager kind of settling in now and starting to move forward in A.J. Preller. He adds Logan White from the Dodgers staff. People around baseball, that's always a fun term, they seem to be pretty excited about the front office that A.J. Preller is putting together. What's your sense of this whole thing here?
That is my sense. Certainly A.J. is highly regarded and thought of as a guy who is really smart and someone who will bring a fresh approach. He was someone that was a little bit of an outsider to some degree as the Padres went through their search, but they kind of liked that about him. They liked that he was kind of on the edge, and he can be an edgy guy. I think when I say that, what I mean is he has a lot of ideas. Logan White, obviously a well-respected scouting director. The Dodgers draft in recent years hadn't been as good. They still got Corey Seager, still got Jock Peterson, and Logan White certainly adds a respected veteran voice to that front office. AJ is relatively new. He is brand new as a GM. So it's going to be interesting to see that whole dynamic kind of take shape.
Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports is with us. One of the free agent names we're already hearing some about here and elsewhere, of course, is Adam LaRoche. You know, veteran guy, good for the clubhouse, a power bat. He's hit well here historically at Petco Park. I think the first visiting player to ever reach 10 home runs at Petco Park. And I'm not suggesting that anything is imminent. But LaRoche is one of those names that we're hearing here. What do you make of where he's at in his career right now as he kind of looks towards the next chapter?
Well, he's not a young player anymore, but that said, he's still a very productive player. And I'm actually a fan of LaRoche, and I can tell you this. Wherever he plays, his teammates love him. He's one of these guys, he's laid back, nothing bothers him, and yet he is a very productive, quality player and a good defender at first base as well. So if the Padres somehow ended up with Adam LaRoche, they would be lucky to have him. And I would say that for any team. And I actually think that while he struggled as a free agent, 2 years ago, because he had the qualifying offer on him, he is going to end up in a good place this time. And it's going to be really interesting to see where he ends up. No qualifying offer. You don't have to give up a draft pick to get him. And again, a good combination of offense and defense and presence.
You bring up the presence and the clubhouse and the teammates and all of that. As a guy that's in big league clubhouses all the time, you know, coast to coast, how important is that for these successful teams, the teams we're seeing in October, you know, having guys like Adam LaRoche in there, you know, kind of helping get through those 162 games?
Jesse, it's a great question. It's one we debate all the time on MLB Network and in print and everywhere else. Adam LaRoche, let me just elaborate on him a little bit. Not a leader, per se, but just a guy that people like to have around and a solid person. Now, how important is clubhouse chemistry and all these intangibles that we like to discuss? You'll get a very heavy debate on that, and the sabermetricians of the world will tell you that that stuff is kind of, I don't know, impossible to define and maybe not even important at all, that winning breeds that. I would suggest otherwise. And when you look at the Cardinals and when you look at the Giants and other teams that have had success in the postseason over the past few years, the Giants in particular, there's something to it. There's something more to it than simply having the best players, because they don't have the best players. They have a good manager, certainly the Giants do, but at the same time, there is a culture there. And Mike Morris described it really well. He told me, and this was in April, he said, man, it's great here. I said, why? You played for Washington. You played for a number of teams. What makes it so special here? He said, the guys here, they've won together, so they've had that shared history, and they want to win again. They know what it's like, and they want to experience it again. And guys like me who haven't won, they want to bring us along for the ride. Well, I'm sorry. There's something to that. And while it's certainly not as great as having Mike Trout in your team, perhaps, that too can give you an edge.
Yeah, Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports MLB Network with us. It's really well said. I agree with you for what that's worth. Another free agent guy, a little bit of a different situation, Yasmani Tomas, the Cuban outfielder. Here's my question, and maybe not even a fair one to ask you to answer, but how confident should fans be about his major league abilities, you think, at this point? Because there's such a great unknown surrounding this guy.
It is, and there has been a great unknown about each of the Cuban stars when they've come over. Cespedes, Puig, and now Tomas. Obviously, the track record has been good. Most of these guys have outperformed their contracts. Now, at the same time, there is going to come a point where one of them doesn't. Jose Abreu, of course, I was remiss in not mentioning him. So, Tomas is a little bit younger, maybe a little bit more swing and miss, and maybe a little bit more hit and miss as a free agent, but he's going to get a handsome deal, and the team that gets him is going to be happy to have him. The question is just how good he'll be. Abreu, well, the White Sox got him, and he was immediately a superstar. I don't know if Tomas will be that guy, but he will be an asset, especially now in what we're looking at as an offensive-starved era. I know it's been offensively starved at Petco for longer than it has been in the rest of the game, so you guys are used to this, but definitely right now offense is at a premium.
It's really interesting to you bring up the youth for a guy like Yasmani Tomas and what the patience level of a fan base or front office might be with a guy to let him develop with that kind of money behind him and those kinds of expectations and the track record that the other guys had. It really is different than, you know, bringing up a young guy from the minor league or something like that, and we really just don't know what to expect, I guess.
It is, and each player is different.
Yeah.
And certainly the expectations for Puig, while great, no one expected it to happen that soon. And Abreu, while he had different kinds of expectations, still lofty ones, I don't know that anybody expected him to make the immediate impact he did. Yeah. This guy was one of the best players in the league from the moment he stepped into the North American game. So, again, it's difficult to know with each of these guys, but there is a track record of these players coming over now and, in many cases, succeeding.
Excellent insight, as always. You can get more insight from Ken Rosenthal, FoxSports.com, on MLB Network, and on Twitter directly at Ken_Rosenthal. Really do appreciate it, Ken. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care, man.
Absolutely. You too. Ken Rosenthal. Very, very good stuff as we discuss this wild, hot stove season. Bill, let's pick up the Yasmani Tomas conversation, you know, quickly. That patience that may be required. Now, who knows? Maybe he comes in and he turns into an all-star right away like some of these other guys, and you can kind of forget about it. But if he is going to get a $75, $80, maybe $100 million contract from somebody, how much patience are fans of that team and maybe even the front office of that team allowed to have with him?
I don't think the patience is going to go beyond a year. I would think that they would expect him to be here, develop quickly, and the second half of his first season be ready to play. That said, from what I've heard from some people who have seen him and other Cuban players, this guy has a higher ceiling, but a lot smaller track record. And there are some people who think that he's going to be a big home run, a big power guy.
Well, that's what everybody's looking for, right now.
But he's not going to hit for the average. He's not going to have the on base percentage. But he's going to be a slugger. And I'm all for having a slugger in this lineup.
Oh, you know. Yeah, me too. Give me a guy that can hit 35 home runs, whatever else he does.
I want to fill the 4 and 5 spots first and then worry about everything else.
Absolutely. All right, we'll talk more about that kind of thing. We'll get some fan questions when we come back. Remember, too, Hunter Renfro and Logan White join us in a little bit as well. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. We'll take a break. Come back. We've got Twitter questions lined up, and Hunter Renfro right after that. Off-season special Padres Social Hour continues next.
Stay tuned, Padres Social Hour. The off-season special. We'll be right back, coming to you from the Social Lounge at Petco Park.